The Goldie's 92.5 Triple M. Bridge and Spider, it's 8.22. It's 9.22 on the tweet. And only a few days from now, the local council elections are still set to go ahead. But it seems to be in contradiction to a lot of the restrictions that have come in over the last few days, Spider.
Yeah, there's been so much talked about, and we know March 28 was the Gold Coast elections. We've had a mass debate here with all the candidates giving their point of views, but joining us right now, a good friend of the show, he's from Sky News, he's host of Sky News and also the Courier Mail, Peter Gleeson. Good morning, thanks for joining us, Pete. Now, you're over, you've been on the Gold Coast, you know exactly what's happening in the election, and you've got some breaking news on Tom Tate.
Oh.
Yeah. The Gold Coast Bulletin has just posted online that Tom's wife, Ruth, has suffered another heart attack. She had a heart attack, obviously, at Changi Airport in Singapore a few years ago.
Oh.
They used a defibrillator to get her back, and she's okay. But overnight, she's been hospitalised again. So our real condolences now go out to the Tate family because... it's a very stressful time. And, of course, you know, in this crazy world we're in at the moment with coronavirus, it just adds to all that stress. So poor Ruth in hospital. Mm. Hopefully she'll recover okay. The word is that she had a defibrillator in her heart, which actually kicked in when this happened. So worrying times for the Tate family. But, of course, Tom, a red-hot favourite to win on Saturday. So... we'll wait and see how that all transpires, guys.
Yeah, really, really hard and sad news to take because we know how important Ruth is, and we have a lot to do with Tom, and we see the personal side of Tom and how much love is there, and we know that he's just moved house, and obviously what's going on with Tom and coronavirus, and you still got to try and run a city at very, very stressful times. So we do. We do wish them both all the best. But as you spoke about, Pete, can anybody beat Tom this weekend?
I don't think so. No. He's been a pretty solid mayor. I mean, it's well documented. Him and I, when I was editor of the Gold Coast Bulletin, had a few run-ins. I actually banned him from the Bulletin for a couple of weeks. But, we kissed and made up over a Chinese feed. And look, I think, in general, he's been a pretty effective mayor. He's certainly passionate. He's a great advocate for the city. The city, of course, going through very, very challenging and difficult times with the coronavirus. I mean, he's experienced. And the other thing is, to be frank, I mean, there's no superstars running against him. So he looks like he'll get the chocolates. Interestingly, though, the divisional races, guys, will be really, really, really interesting. And, of course, if we head to the north of the city, you've got the incumbents Cameron Caldwell and Kristen Bolton going head to head in Paradise Point. I think Caldwell's been a very effective planning chairman. I think he'll probably over the line there. I mean, and of course our old mate Adrian Johnston running in Division 10, and I think AJ's a very good chance. That's a good feel though. Mike Winlaw's in there. You've got people like Eddie Saroff, a former Broad Beach councillor. You've got Paul Taylor's son. So that'll be a good one. I think if AJ does happen to win, you can bank on it that we'll all be getting a public holiday on Melbourne Cup Day. I think that would be
one of his be a given. He'll think it's a public holiday every day.
can we ask you, Peter, what's the likelihood of these elections going ahead?
Well, I think they will go ahead. I think it's weird. I don't agree with it. I think that it's crazy. And our family have discussed last night whether we're actually going to go out. We love the Saturday morning council elections and state elections and federal. You go out and get your snag. Your barbecue snag. But, on this occasion, because the world's just been turned upside down and we're all being told to, socially distance and, make sure that we, hand sanitise and all that sort of thing. I mean, I wouldn't even be inclined to take my own pencil to the polling booth. But, look, I don't think it should go ahead. Palaszczuk says it will go ahead. You've also got the Currumbin by-election, which is obviously a biggie for the guys on the coast. And I think
double whammy for me.
Double whammy. Yes, of course, Bridge. Yeah, you'll be voting both ways. But, and that's also a real test for
Deb Frecklington. Wow.
Both ways, yeah. That'll be a real test for Deb Frecklington down there, won't it?
Oh, the freckle.
And what do you mean again, Spider? Anyway, moving on. I do think, though, considering that most of the polling booths have been open for pre-polls, and a lot of the elderly, because they love to vote, are turning up in their droves. How can there be a rule with ScoMo overnight, no more than 10 in a public gathering, and we're doing this? It's just beyond. But I'll listen to your birds, how pretty. But I will say, I think, Peter, consistency is key in these times. As Tom Tate keeps on saying, we don't need a mayor with training wheels. We need consistency across the board. And I think people will be voting fairly safe. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, now is not the time to be changing leaders in any sense. And I think that's why Adrian Schrinner will win in Brisbane, because he's experienced, he knows what he's doing. And, you know, experience counts a lot in these circumstances. And I think that's why a lot of people will place their faith in the incumbents. It's interesting, you talk about the incumbents. You've got Daphne McDonald running down there in that Palm Beach, Burley
Dubai
division. Yeah, up against Katrina Beekhoff. And of course Bernadette Young, who are both very formidable candidates. But I remember covering my first council meeting, Gold Coast City, in 1992. Gives my age away, but guess who was there? Daphne McDonald. She's she's been around for nearly 30 years. So the luxury of incumbency is a big thing in Gold Coast City Council elections. So, I think you're right, Bridge. I think a lot of people
be
thinking that they'll stick with the tried and true.
All right,
yeah,
Peter.
That's right.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you, Peter.
Read more about it in the Courier Mail, the Sunday Mail, and you can check out Peter Gleeson on Sky News.